This book is, unsurprisingly, dedicated to my girls. Life has more meaning because of you. I adore every speck of your precious, beautiful being. Chapter 1. Izzy. Here's the thing about the Chen clan. There are a lot of things we don't seem to know how to do. We don't know how to keep secrets. We don't know how to handle conflict without resorting to passive aggression or emotional blackmail. And we don't know how to tackle situations without first blowing them out of proportion. But one thing we do know is how to make an entrance. And the annual Chen family Chinese New Year celebration is the perfect time for spectacular entrances. Everyone is trying to one-up their rivals, and in my family, everybody has a rival. Everybody, that is, except me. Now, don't get me wrong. It's not because I'm above all the strife and struggle that come with having to prove you're at the top of the family hierarchy. It's actually the opposite. I'm the misfit, the black sheep, and everybody knows it. There is no glory to be made by proving yourself better than me. To have a rivalry with me is akin to having a rivalry with a stink bug or the lint on your clothes. What's the point? I know my place, at the bottom, in the farthest corner. And this particular family gathering is no different. As always, while every member of my incredibly huge and loud family makes their entrance in the hugest and loudest possible way, I skitter in unnoticed, my head bowed low and my shoulders rounded, and head directly for the darkest section of the restaurant. We don't do things by half measures, so for tonight's celebrations, we've booked an entire Michelin-starred restaurant, the first Chinese restaurant in Jakarta to receive a star, just for our family. The staff, dressed in qipaos, glide around with trays of Chinese New Year-themed cocktails and hors d'oeuvres. But I ignore even them, steadfastly burying my nose in my book. Not that I'm absorbing a single word. I've read the same paragraph 3 times in the last 5 minutes, and I still couldn't tell you what it's about. Every few minutes or so, there's a chorus of oohs and ahs, and I know that yet another cousin or aunt or uncle has arrived, looking even more fabulous than usual. I don't think my family knows how to look anything aside from fabulous, though that gene has unfortunately not expressed itself in my DNA. Not that I'm bitter or anything. Izzy, someone hisses. The sound of my mother's voice makes my jaw clench instinctively. I keep my eyes set on the pages in front of me. Izzy, you're being rude, Mama says. What else is new? I want to say to her. But the thing about being a spineless coward in a family of boisterous extroverts is you rarely say what you really want to. While my family has perfected the art of passive aggression, or in some cases, aggressive aggression, my speed is more passive passivity. So I round my shoulders even more and let my head droop even lower. Maybe if I make myself as small as humanly possible, my mother might forget that I exist. Be distracted by something shiny. Like my cousin Flory, who looks like a human disco ball. I'm not saying that to be catty, by the way. She is literally wearing a disco ball. And you know what? She looks fucking fantastic. I utter a short prayer for Flory to strut over here so she can dazzle Mama, or irritate Mama into whispering about her. I would be okay with either option. You're 16, not 5. Can you please be normal and wish your elders Happy New Year? Mama says. This time, I do manage a comeback. You shouldn't say stuff like, be normal, I mumble. I'm doing